Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network. And it's Sunday, so of course it is This Week in Wrestling on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. This Week in Wrestling on Total Engagement, we're going to go through what I think are the five biggest stories in wrestling. Kind of wrap it all up for you so you don't have to spend all your time going through all this stuff, and maybe give you just one fan's opinion. If you want to give me your opinion, go ahead and get over on Twitter at Matt Kuhn Music or at Total Engage Show. You can also reach out on Facebook, which is at Total Engagement. I got to update that page. It's hard to do all this stuff, man. But anyway, top five stories in wrestling this week. Number five, John Cena moves further away from wrestling. Has he retired? Wrestlers on the Mount Rushmore of somebody have recently been doing kind of the soft retire, not the big retire. I think the fear is if you do a big retirement and you come back, people think you're a liar. So Austin did a soft retirement. The Rock, Hogan, they've done these things where you eventually look back and you say, well, I think they're done now. And Cena getting more and more movie roles might mean that he's done in the ring. He's definitely done as a touring wrestler. He is at the point where he's coming in and doing appearances. He might have one more match, but as far as being a wrestler, a guy who wrestles, I think it's over. And I think this casting in Suicide Squad and other castings he got, and not just that, but how good he is in these movies, really go to show that if you enjoyed John Cena in the ring, cling to your memories because you might not get too many more. Number four story, Jim Cornette joins commentary for the NWA Studio Show. Now, first of all, the Cornette hire is, of course, controversial because Jim Cornette is free and fast with his reactions, and somehow he's immune from a lot of the backlash that a lot of people get because he's so good at framing arguments. He's so good at defending himself. For instance, the recent thing where he may have said that G. Raver deserved to bleed out when he got cut in GCW. What a terrible thing to say. And I think most people would have reacted to the backlash in a way which would lead to an apology. But Cornette, ironically, is a lot like Donald Trump in that he doubles down on what he says. I love J.G. Raver. I've communicated to him recently. I have donated to his GoFundMe. And the only reason I say I donate is not to brag, but to go on there and you donate, look up G. Raver. But back to Cornette, if you're able to separate what you don't like about someone from the quality of work they do, there's always this differential that exists, right? Cornette, it's totally a different scale because we're just talking about he is Jim Cornette. He's brought a lot to the industry, but you might not like what he said, or you might interpret what he said in a different way. I like what Killian McMurphy said when he was on the show. Of course, he's Sonny Kiss's fiance, and he said what he thought Jim Cornette said was homophobic, but in his heart, doesn't believe Jim Cornette is homophobic in his heart. So it's up to you who you watch, who you support. I'm not boycotting Jim Cornette or NWA because they have Jim Cornette. I don't think he said anything really that would make me completely stop watching him. So if you want to give me hate for that, that's fine. I'm just trying to be fair to everyone, goddammit. So at the same time, he is a great commentator if you take that controversy away. He's a great commentator. The stuff you've seen on MLW, the stuff we saw with the NWA Crockett Cup they just had, he is great. He is who you need. A matter of fact, he might be the best color commentator in wrestling today. The studio show idea is good too. One thing about NWA that's strange to me is they keep talking about taking it back to the old school. And they have to realize if they're trying to draw on the fans who like the old school, then they are not going to survive because those people are 70 years old. I was a little kid when the studio shows happened. I'm 40-something. So if they're able to draw upon what made the studio shows popular and take that concept to today, it can totally work. But if it's all just tradition, and it's tradition that's 40 years ago, I'm not sure that's going to catch fire. But if they have a studio show that's hot and that – uses concepts that traditionally and today would draw in fans, I think the studio show could be successful, and I think it could be a different look. It could be something people today haven't seen a whole lot of. Depending on who they bring in and depending on how they write the shows, it could be a very successful endeavor, and Jim Cornette could be a big part of that. Number three story of the week is the terrible Raw rating that came in. Monday Night Football is a factor when it comes to Raw, especially when the season starts, especially if it's a hot game, especially if it goes down to the wire, and that's what they dealt with this week. They had Steve Austin on. Steve Austin, if there's one person they could go to bring in a rating, regardless of every other thing going on, including Monday Night Football, it's Steve Austin. But they still pulled the second worst non-holiday number ever on Raw. Now, if this keeps going, Disco might be right. I might be wrong. There might not be a wrestling boom. But the way I look at it, it's a parabola. If you don't know what a parabola is, it's a big line that goes down and then it goes back up again. Economies, when they go down, they either come back up or they get destroyed. The wrestling business in popularity has been going down, down, down. It's either going to keep going down or it's going to be destroyed. And what I'm seeing are things going on which are difference makers, and they're big enough to turn it around. That's what I'm seeing, but these Raw ratings aren't going to help. The thing with the Raw rating is they better get used to those Raw ratings going down, because NXT is going to get good ratings and people are going to choose not to watch Raw. But this week, it's not a good bellwether. If this keeps going down for the next couple weeks until the Fox deal starts, they might need to make some changes. And I think we know they need to make some changes. It is possible, though, that they're kind of tanking it, and this is like a lame duck season for Raw and SmackDown. The summer usually is, but more so than usual with the Fox contract starting up and a draft coming up and NXT going to Wednesdays. This might just be a lame duck area, but bringing Austin in and getting such a low rating, not a good sign. The number two story of the week on This Week in Wrestling on Total Engagement is Anthem, the company that owns Impact, purchased Access TV, which is the television station, the cable television station that shows New Japan Pro Wrestling and Women of Wrestling. So it's a station that traditionally plays wrestling. People do watch wrestling on it, although it's not a big enough station that it subscribes the Nielsen ratings. So it's not this tier one cable station, if you will. It's tier two at best, maybe even tier three, but certainly better than Pop, and certainly better than Pursuit, and definitely better than Twitch. And Impact now has a TV show on AXS TV. I think it's Access TV. Let me just call it Access. On Access TV. I have seen the New Japan show, and it does have good production. It is a good show. And creatively, what's been going on in Impact lately, especially in the midst of talent leaving, has been really good. So I think this could be a good thing for Impact. Now, a lot of people look to Impact as the thing that won't die. Impact's been around forever. It can't be successful. It never has been. Guys, you need to look at what's going on now, not what went on then. What's going on now is that All Elite showed, if you put the right marketing and promotion behind the right guys and make them look a certain way, you can draw attention. It's what Ring of Honor's not doing. It's what All Elite Wrestling is doing. And it's what Impact can do. All they got to do is find one or two big stars, Tessa Blanchard, to put everything behind. Lock them into contracts, lock in that TV deal, and take a big chance on a big star, Tessa Blanchard, and you really could see a lot more from Impact Wrestling in the next year. A lot more than you certainly thought. And the number one story in wrestling this week, as deemed by me, who knows nothing and is just a fan, is the end of NXT as we know it. The network era of NXT is over. Let us look back on the times when NXT was on Hulu. We saw Leo Kruger, and then signing Sami Zayn, the greatest wrestler of all time, and then Kevin Owens and Kenta and Prince Devitt, who of course became Finn Balor, and then when Samoa Joe signed up and showed up, and then this crew they have now from the Undisputed Era back to Drew McIntyre, Andrade, and who they also have now, Bianca Belair. It's been a great run. Guys and girls who are involved with NXT, it's been a great run on the network, and we all hope it's going to be good on USA, but we're all a little scared. We all believe that there's no way that guy, the guy who's the only successful wrestling promoter in the history of wrestling, so he has a reason to have an ego about these things, but if he sees something he doesn't like, there's no reason we believe that he's not going to step in and do something. And there's no one in there who can like tell him, hey, don't do it, because it's his company. So we're a little bit worried that what put NXT in the position to get where they are, where they are being counter-programmed against this upstart AEW, is not going to be there anymore. We all hope it's going to be there, but we all truly know deep in our hearts, one way or the other, it is the end of one of the greatest wrestling programs in the history of wrestling, network era of NXT. And this has been a great run on Total Engagement. We have done 2 weeks straight daily. We are going to be doing the daily shows Monday through Friday next week. And we're going to see you tomorrow, Monday, and talk about probably Clash of the Champions, Raw preview, what the week holds in store with the beginning of the Wednesday Night Wars, and more on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.